All right, welcome back, everybody. Another episode of the DonkeyTaco.com podcast here on this Wednesday night. A little Glee, a little Idol, a little whatever else we're watching this week. I'm Reed Kerr. Joining me, as always, is our own Chris Stuckey.
What's up?
The taco to our Donkey Taco. And my lovely wife, Kimberly.
Hello.
I figured it would be better with the taco than the donkey part of it. So
I'm very appreciative.
All right, little Glee, a little Idol today. You want to start with Glee?
Let's do it.
Glee, last night, as it comes on, we start with Brittany, and I think, okay, finally they're reading my letters. You know, finally my constant email barrage. It's an all Brittany episode, but no, it's fondue for two.
Yes, yeah, so that, you know, right when it came on and she was on the screen, I was like, somewhere Reed Kerr smiling.
Yes. Thought it was a good episode.
Yeah, it was.
I'm always confused by who sings and who doesn't on these episodes. Hey, Kurt's back, but he's not going to say anything. So, this was another one of those episodes that kind of holds everything in place. But we did find out a couple of things. The rumor subplot was good. One thing that I did take out of this, and this is probably more something for Kim than for you, Stucky, but I found that I don't really know that Fleetwood Mac album as well as I think I do. Thank you. Yes. Stunned into silence.
I don't know what to say about that.
Well, I know the singles on it, and it's sold 40 million copies.
What are the singles on it?
Go Your Own Way, The Chain, Dreams. What else is on that? But I always said, oh, okay, Fleetwood. I enjoy Fleetwood Mac. Well, there were a couple of songs on there that I wasn't familiar with.
Well, there's always going to be songs on an album you're not familiar with unless you actually owned that album and listened to it.
But it's okay.
I mean, they're not all singles.
Well, I've been listening to an album a day for the last couple of months. Just traveling around, you know, going from town to town as Johnny Appleseed. I don't know why I want to put it that way. But I've noticed that there are a lot of albums that growing up, listening to album rock radio, I know all of. Boston's first album. Every song on that I have heard on the radio at some point in my life. There's a couple of Pink Floyd albums that, you know, stoner radio growing up, they're all been there. I was kind of surprised at some of the Fleetwood Mac stuff from last night. The subplot about the hotel, about the homelessness, that was shockingly deep all of a sudden, wasn't it?
That was very deep. I didn't really see it coming by any means. And, you know, the way they played it off is whether he was cheating with
Kurt, right, or Quinn.
Or Quinn. That was an interesting way to play it off. But yeah, that was...
It seemed quite easy for them to believe that he was cheating with Kurt.
I know. Like they didn't make it... it's either Kurt or Quinn. We're not sure which one. It's not like either one would shock him. Now, hopefully one would shock him.
Yeah, well, one would be a little bit more unexpected than the other, I'd think.
Well, you know, Kurt did think that he was gay there for a while.
Yeah, he did, mm-hmm. Didn't he? He did.
Yeah. And when he kept accusing him of highlighting his hair, and he would swear he didn't.
But yeah, like, I guess it was was it earlier this season or last season? They had, like, the religion episode, and, you know, they had some
the grilled cheeses episode.
That went kind of, you know,
right?
Kind of deep.
Yeah.
That was last season. Wasn't that when Kurt's dad was in the hospital?
Yeah, yes, yeah. That was.
I watched the first season on DVD, so I'm confused on when it was.
And you watched it very quickly, right?
Yes.
We got you in about halfway during the second season.
Yes.
We talked you into it, and you, like you did with Justified and Modern Family, you carbo-loaded basically a whole year into a couple of weeks.
Yes, I'm glad I only had two glasses.
Yeah. And see, that's... I almost never jump on anything when it first starts. That's the way I like it. For example, The Sopranos. I really enjoyed The Sopranos because I got into it when Kimberly got me into it, and you got me into it right around the time of the last season. We had the DVDs. When a bad episode happened, I just went to the next one. I didn't have to wait months and months to put all that stuff together.
Yeah, unlike the rest of us that watched it as it was shown on HBO and had to wait for a year and a half to 2 years between seasons.
It's much better to just keep moving. You know? Yeah.
It is, but like it like takes over your life. Like I got to watch this next episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like sacrifice sleep and other things that need to be done, and like I got to get through this DVD. I only have like two episodes left.
I watched the fourth season of 30 Rock when we got the Magic Box, the Roku box. We got that. I hadn't seen those since they first came on. I watched them probably less than a week. I watched all of them. It's like 24. You've never watched 24, have you, Stucky?
No.
Okay. When you watch that, you become addicted. Especially the early ones the first season was really good. You just start watching and you just can't stop watching. And you just, you know, it just piles up in front of you as you tear through it. You were that way with Glee.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's once you get started, you're like, I don't know, you get into it and you're just like one button away from the next episode instead of 1 week away.
Right.
And you have, you like, you control it.
Mm-hmm. I was the same way with Lost, because Lost had so many episodes that were just nothing. Nothing happened. Nothing was revealed. Nothing's going on. But you just push the play button and you have a better, you don't have to go to bed. You can step into the 44 minutes and see if the next one's any better.
Yeah. You're like, look at the clock. You see, you know, every episode's about 43, 44 minutes long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I do it?
I can do that.
Can I do it?
And by the way,
I'll be fine.
Let me say this. Let me suggest to people, if you're going to watch Lost, if you've never watched Lost, get the DVDs, watch right up until the end of the next to last season, and then stop and email me, and I will explain what happens. Don't watch it. You're just going to be pissed off later. Just let me explain. We'll come over and do a little reader's theater in front of you to explain what happens, because it could have been, and it just didn't wind up as anything.
You're still a little bitter about that, aren't you?
I really am. You could take that 8 seasons of Lost, or however many it was, you could boil it down probably to, I would say probably 50 hour-long episodes that actually were relevant to what was going on, and they'd be good. But when you look back at it, there was a lot of filler in there. There was a lot of you know, things with Locke and Linus as high school teachers, and Jack getting a tattoo from Bai Ling, and there's just so much stuff in there that in the end didn't matter in the slightest. And looking back on it, it was just cotton candy for the brain, basically. It just kept you going.
Well, you know, they couldn't end it too soon. They had to come up with some episodes there that kind of were just filler. But
yeah, but in retrospect, I didn't want to watch those.
Well, and it's not, the thing about that series is, if you've already seen it, it's not something you want to go back and watch again.
That's true. It runs in syndication at nights on one of the channels. And I started to watch one the other day, and I remembered what season it was. And I was like, oh, good Lord, they're not even close to finding out anything.
Well, you know, shows like The Sopranos, I could watch over and over and over and over again. But Lost, I don't know, because the whole point of the series was this great mystery, trying to find out, you know, what was the deal with the island, and, you know, why were they there? Why were all these things happening? And then to find out that so many of the things that were kind of teased or were a really, really big deal, you know, during the seasons, really ended up to be nothing. They never really explained them. So, yes. I don't know. It was just disappointing and not really something I want to watch again.
Right. And you didn't watch them, Stucky. And so, again, yeah. I'll act them out for you later.
Okay.
You know.
It was a really good series. I mean, it really did keep you entertained and everybody really watched guessing. It, loved it. Yeah. I mean, I loved it.
I loved it to a point.
Well, a long-running series like that was so good, just like Seinfeld. Everybody was disappointed with the finale.
Mm-hmm.
But in retrospect, when you go back and watch the finale, it really, I don't know, I don't feel the same.
I agree.
The expectations were way too high for the series finale of that show. And when you go back and watch it now, it's just kind of like, huh, well, you know, that's actually not a bad ending. You know, they were all extremely selfish people, and it's kind of funny that this is what happened to them at the end.
That was great.
The Sopranos, kind of the same way. I mean, I haven't gone back and watched that last season, The Sopranos, but, you know, the ending of it was disappointing. They just kind of left us hanging to make up in our own minds what happened. And I don't know, I guess that works for some people, but not necessarily for me, because I wanted a definite ending. But, you know, if we would have seen Tony be killed, we would have been upset about that. If it would have just, no, they just met at the diner and it just ended, you'd be disappointed with that. So, in some ways, it was kind of genius that they ended it the way that it did, but it was incredibly frustrating.
Did you think your TV broke?
Yes, actually. I had been watching it, and I had to go back to Ohio when the season finale was airing. And everybody in my family had seen it but me. So as I'm watching it, they're all kind of standing around me and like watching to see what my reaction is. And, you know, it just goes to black.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I just kind of look at them like, what just happened? And they all just like, ha, 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 you know, just start laughing. And I'm like, so that's it? That's really it? You know, if I had been watching it live as it was aired, I probably would have come to the same conclusion a lot of people did, that something happened to my cable or, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
I'm with you on the Seinfeld thing. When it aired, It was such a non-funny episode. It was such a change from what we were expecting and what we were used to. But in retrospect, looking back on it, and having watched a lot of Curb Your Enthusiasm since then, I know more about the psyche of Larry David and how that was just his final screw you to people. How, look, for 8 years or however long it was, we made you love these characters. And these are bad people. Mm-hmm. These are extremely flawed, selfish, vain, horrible, horrible people.
Well, and I loved it. They brought back all of those characters, you know, to testify against them and to remind you what horrible people they were.
Right.
See, I've seen every episode of Seinfeld probably like 10 times.
Yeah.
But I never watched them in order. I watched them all on reruns. So, I never watched a season from start to beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I watched an episode here and there. So, I don't know. I enjoyed the season finale.
I enjoy it now. I've gone back and watched it, and I think it's good. And you bring back all the characters, and you just, like, piece by piece, have to acknowledge, oh, wow, we've been cheering for, you know, real jackwagons this whole time.
Well, I mean, that's the kind of the anti-hero, just like Tony Soprano. Mm-hmm. All of those years I watched it, I loved Tony. I didn't want anything bad to happen to him, but he wasn't a good person.
He's not a good person.
And it really took that last season when he killed Christopher. That was it for me.
Spoiler alert, Stucky. Look out. It's been off for 5 years.
If you haven't watched it by now.
Yeah.
Okay, when he killed Christopher, I couldn't get over that. I couldn't forgive him for that.
I think all the things
that he had done, when, you know, I could justify everything, but him killing Christopher,
I think that was the one they had to give you.
I just couldn't do it. Mm. I just, you know, not that I still wanted to see the Sopranos or his family triumph over... What's his face? What was the other guy's name? Phil.
Yeah.
Because he was just an ass.
Right. And they got him.
Yeah. Yeah, they got him. I still wanted, of course, their family to triumph over Phil and his family. But at the same time, I was not a Tony fan there at the end.
Mm-hmm. After I saw the episode where he killed Christopher, I didn't kill anybody for 2 weeks after that. I was so distraught over what I had seen. In any case, somehow we started with Glee on this.
Glee to The Sopranos?
Go back and listen to the podcast. I have no idea. I don't think anybody is going to get killed on Glee.
No.
Probably not.
No. Although before, what's the big lineman's name? The closeted gay lineman?
It's Polish. It's ski. Something.
Kurowski.
There you
go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Before his little plotline with Santana, I felt fairly certain that at some point he was going to wind up hanging himself. In one of those after-school special moments, you know.
I could see it.
Yeah, I could see it. And really, last year, during the wedding, I was terrified that's what they were building up to. You know, but, hey, they stretched it out. He's back in the fold. One thing about Glee, there's so many characters. He's not even on this show.
No.
No. You know, Sue was out for a couple of weeks. She's on the show in the focus, then she's not even there. They have such a range of characters that they just... Whoever they need for an episode, they plug them in.
Somebody can just take a couple weeks off.
I don't remember the last episode Sam had. Now we find out he's living in a motel.
Yeah.
We were watching it, and he takes Kurt to the motel, and then he takes Quinn to the motel. And I was like, what? Well, to begin with, how does a high school kid rent a motel room? I was like, if this is a sexual thing, then not only, not only is he good at that, he's also good at raising money. Because when I was in high school, I didn't have money to have a hotel room. And come to find out, he's living there. So that was a very interesting little turnaround.
Yeah, it was. It kind of brought levity to the episode.
And see, that's the kind of thing that I like Glee for. It's not so much the music. It's the characters. It's the things that happen to them.
Yeah.
You know, in all honesty, I was pretty much homeless at one point during high school. That kind of rings with me. And to see all that happen, you know, it doesn't just get cleared up because somebody goes down and buys your guitar back at the pawn shop.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to go on longer than that.
Yeah.
I mean, thanks for buying my guitar back, guys, but I still don't have any money and I'm going to have to go re-pawn this. So why don't you give me the money and keep the guitar and then I'll come back and get it later?
That would make more sense.
Yes, but it didn't sound good in song.
Happy ending on the show.
Yeah, one thing I was disappointed at in the show is that nobody did the chain. We heard it. It was background music when they were stalking him at the motel, but we didn't hear it. They did six songs from the album last night, and I knew four of them maybe. You're probably not a huge Fleetwood Mac fan, Stucky.
No.
You thought that was a burger, didn't you?
I'd heard of it.
You heard of it, you just hadn't had it. Well, that album was from 78, maybe.
That's before somewhere my time.
There. It's like 10 years before your time. So you're kind of excused on that. I think always we should have more Britney. I was a fan of that.
Fondue for Two. That was really funny. And then the other part that she did where she sat down and was interviewing Mr. Hsu. That was really funny, too. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She would just ask the questions and he'd say, she's like, well, you know, since you don't answer, I just want to say that's true.
Yeah. Who gave you those questions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Coach Sylvester told me
not to tell you if you asked. Yeah. Brittany, to me, is always the best part of any episode.
Yeah, and then Artie called her stupid, and she said, you're the only person in school that's never called me stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And she got sad.
That was sad.
Yeah. And there was an interesting little plot line in there about gossip. And how, you know, it's not exactly the happy days world here. Gossip does take on a life of its own. And, you know, and what we do, we see it, we hear it a lot. You know, unfounded rumors. We just finished up, you know, not a sports show, obviously, but we just finished up with the NFL draft. How many guys in the NFL draft had some kind of unsubstantiated rumor attached to them that cost them millions of dollars?
Ryan Mallett,
quarterback from just up the road from here, went from a first-round pick to a guy in the third round. You know, that's probably a loss of somewhere in the vicinity of $30 million.
Yeah.
Because there were rumors about him. And now what they were saying about you have rumors, you don't have, if we heard it, it sounds like news to us.
Well, I think that obviously the internet, social media and all that have taken rumors to a whole new level from what it was when we were in school. But have you heard of this website called Topics? T-O-P-I-X.
Oh, good Lord, yes, I have.
Okay, I hadn't until this past week. And I got on it and actually pulled up, you know, typed in the zip code of my hometown, and which is just a small town. I was shocked. Mm-hmm. It's pretty horrible. Mm-hmm. Because you can go on there and say absolutely anything about anyone, and people do. And I actually saw threads on there that were about high school students.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I mean, like, what do you think about so-and-so?
Really?
Yeah. And I'm just like, no one monitors this. I mean, there's no moderator. There's no...
No, there's nothing.
Nothing. And people go on there and talk crap about these high school students. Other wow. high school students are on there and, you know, and they'll just be a topic and it'll just be someone's name. And it'll say, well, what do you think about so-and-so? And then somebody will be like, oh, they're a great person. Oh, no, they're a horrible person and they mm-hmm. fool around on their boyfriend. I mean, it's really bad.
And there's no on that site, and there are many others like that, but there's no verification. There's no moderators.
Oh, yeah. It's all anonymous. Nothing. You don't have to log in. You don't have to be.
And you can log in a different name every time, because that actually was the website. We had a situation a couple of years ago where when I was working at the television station, a news anchor of ours that had been with us for like 12 years got fired. And was not supposed to say that? Got fired. And sorry, we were cone of silenced about that. Went to another TV station in town and people were on there talking about what happened. I know what happened because I was there, and I was one of the few people who actually was in the area when it happened. There were people on there just swearing up and down. I was there. I know exactly what happened. Nobody was there except for the two people who were involved and me because my desk was right next to them. But people were just up and down telling you exactly what happened, basically slandering two adults, which is not nearly as bad as slandering a teenager, but, you know. All it takes is a computer. That's all, a computer and an internet connection, and you can write anything about anybody ever.
But can you imagine being, you know, a kid? High school's hard enough. I mean, you know, there's Facebook, there's all that, you know, where people can post anything about you. But there's at least a little bit of, you know, of an authority, I guess, on Facebook that if you complain about something, it's a possibility. Do you have a dog in the vent here?
No, what was that? That sounded like really a big dog, and he's getting closer. Wow.
That really did. Cujo? That was weird.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, we're on Glee here, but we're talking about, you know, basically teenagers being harassed on the internet. This seems to me to be a good segue to American Idol for me. American Idol lowered the – I'm just saying, they lowered the age groups this year. More people are in it.
Yeah.
I can't think that that's healthy for my 16-year-old – to be on American Idol. I know everybody wants to be a star here, but when you have somebody like Lauren up there who wears some fashion sometimes that probably someone should tell her not to. She's 16.
She needs a stylist.
Yes, she's 16, and she's put herself out there for the rest of the world to judge her, not now, but for the rest of her life.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think that's a good idea.
No, and I mean, you know, even some of the things that we and I have said about Scotty, mm-hmm. you know, he's only like 17 years old.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've said things about the way he looks, you know, about the way he acts or whatever. And he's a kid. He's a teenager. Right. And
we're asking a lot of people who aren't out of high school yet.
Yeah.
And that's why when we do an American Idol podcast and we goof on them sometimes, but I always try to be mindful of that. Some of them are kids. They don't know any better. And even the ones, I mean, the oldest contestant left is Jacob and he's 23. And as you well know, he should know better.
Oh.
American Idol last week, we lost Casey. It's probably it's about time. Got to sing songs we've heard of.
He doesn't. Okay. And maybe he never intended to win. You know, maybe he made it farther than he ever thought he would. And he feels like he's kind of made a name for himself. And he kind of stuck to his style of music. So if anyone is interested in that style of music, maybe they'll sign him.
Right.
That's a good point.
Because you know who Casey is. Mm-hmm. But no, he was never intended to be the American Idol because he's just not.
He didn't try to be.
He doesn't conform.
Yes. He was just, you know, lovable and scruffy enough to hang around for a while. Of the six that were left last week, probably Casey was my favorite. And he's the one that I could see him when he gets older actually, you know, buying an album from him.
I enjoyed him.
Yeah. But good Lord, you got to sing a song we've heard of, don't you? You've got to sing a song we've heard of and that we have some kind of comprehension of what it's supposed to sound
like. That's what I don't understand. There are so many songs out there that he could have changed around, made it his own. I keep coming back to In the Air Tonight when they tried to get him to sing that instead of that Nat King Cole song. I would have liked to have seen what Casey did with that song. It's not necessarily his style of singing that I objected to, even though I really didn't like the growl. It was his song choices. He sang songs I'd never heard before.
Right.
And I just wanted to hear him sing songs that, you know, I wanted to see how he made them his own.
He was purposefully weird sometimes.
Yeah. You know? And I think he tried too hard to be weird. Sometimes it came across as forced to me.
Yes. I can see that. And that comes from being young. And he's not the youngest on the show. He was 20. So you don't.
He was only 20?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Well, it's because he sings old songs. And he's got all that stuff all over his face.
He just looks older.
He looks like a coal miner. He's singing and growling all
over
the place.
I mean, if you would have told me he was 28, I would definitely would have believed it.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was very, very light in his steps when he stomped across the stage stalking people. He never got the stage patter down. When he was going from place to place, it looked like somebody owed him money on the other side of the stage and he was going to collect. But Casey, we hardly knew ye. He's gone. He actually is now campaigning for his girlfriend. Can we call that a showmance like we do on Big Brother?
He says that there was no relationship between them is what I read. No. Did you read anything about that?
I didn't read that. I just read like the rumors that there was. I didn't see his response.
I thought he actually came out and said that there wasn't anything going on between them. But
like if you watched it, like when he sang the last song and stuff, like you could tell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You can tell there's something going on there.
Maybe there's something on his side, but not hers, so he can't really say that.
That's a good point.
You know, he may have had a thing for her, but maybe it wasn't returned.
Mm. And they kept making him sing together because they hate her.
And Steve Tyler's like, how much are you in love with her? It's like,
thanks, Steven.
Dude.
He's so weird.
He is odd.
Yeah. But Steven Tyler is now America's sweetheart. He's got a book out. He's on People magazine. He has reinvented himself from rock star to lovable, whatever you want to call what he's doing now. I don't know if this has legs this year. If next year we can come back with the same three judges and have it work again. Because, I mean, I've seen enough Steven Tyler to last me the rest of my life.
Oh, I'd rather see him switch it up.
But I already did. There are a lot of people who are just now knowing what Steven Tyler's like who love him. I mean, I've a lot of people enjoy this show. But would it happen again next year? Are you ready for another year of the same three people with the same three things to say every week?
No.
I think without Simon, I think you got to throw in some fresh blood.
Well, they're not strong enough personalities. And I mean, not that they don't have personalities, but as far as judging, they're just, none of them are willing to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
None of them are willing to just say, you suck. You know, you'll be lucky if you're here tomorrow. Because they have careers. They don't want to, you know, alienate their fans. They want to make everybody happy. And
right.
So I think
that's why it works so well with Paula Abdul. Because her career was in the, she legitimately had hits, but not recently and not since then. So she could comment on being in the business and not have to worry about upsetting people.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, Paula
not that she did, but
was usually the Pollyanna judge. Yeah. I mean, talking about, you know, I really like what you're wearing tonight, mm-hmm. and you look great. And, you know, if she had to say anything negative about somebody, she usually tried to follow it up with, you know, mm-hmm. I really like your hair.
Yeah, they still need a designated bad guy. What about this? Just off the top of my head, Gilbert Gottfried for that final chair. Maybe Louis Black. What about that?
Just it would be funny to have like a legitimate comedian.
Yeah, have some. I wonder if Weird Al would do a season of that.
Yeah.
The comedian / musician. Hey, okay. From the time that you and I were in high school, how many artists are still relevant? Madonna, John Bon Jovi, Weird Al Yankovic. That's all I'm saying. He's an American icon.
I don't know. I think that's a matter of opinion.
It is. It's mine.
He
it's
is
correct,
still so. Around, but you know.
These okay.
He's not selling out. You know, Madison Square Garden.
He never sold out Madison Square. I know. That's the appeal. Okay, we're down to five, and those five are. We still got Jacob, who you love. Speaking purely as a lie, Haley, James, Lauren, and Scotty. We're down to five tonight. They sing what, a new song and an old song?
Yeah.
So because we've already figured out every way we can to pump up this show to an hour and a half. This show is just a bloated carcass at this point.
That always happens.
I know.
They usually sing two songs when it gets to this point.
But we had the duets last week, and I didn't care for any of the duets.
Oh, they sucked. And it's really funny, too, that they made such a big point of doing the duets when a week or two before that, the duet that Lauren and Scotty did, which was like a Lady Antebellum song, and even Haley and Casey, I've almost already forgotten his name.
See, there you go.
They did a much better job a couple weeks ago when they did duets together. Mm-hmm. I don't know what was wrong with them last week, but I thought they were terrible. They can't harmonize. I mean, which I can't necessarily fault them for that. I mean, they've never been taught to do that.
It's not as easy as just throwing it out there.
Right.
I mean, yeah. You know, they're singers. They're not necessarily, you know, singers in a choir or singers. You know, the girls sounded good. No, two girls, but they sounded good. The guys were always a little bit flat in that. Mm-hmm. Everybody was off a bit.
Well, you know, like the song that Lauren and Scotty did, which I don't even remember. She sounded really good, but mm-hmm. she was obviously just singing her part.
Right.
He was the one that was trying to, you know,
he was singing the second lead,
and he was failed flat. Miserably.
Yes.
Odds.
Okay, the odds, there's five left. I would say the best odds, I'd say James for the best odds.
He's 5-4.
Now, that's not a bet you would ever take as our semi-professional gambler, right?
Because you're, you know, that's like betting, it'd be betting 100 to an 80.
Mm-hmm. You could literally say he's the odds-on favorite now. That's what he means.
Absolutely.
Odds are better than 1-1 that he will win.
Well, we have... A close second.
Yes.
A close second at 7-4.
Scotty.
Yeah. So those two are the two overwhelming favorites of the five left.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of country music fans.
They are. And another thing is, you know, Scotty and Lauren sort of cross over in that audience. They're both sort of country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of them's not going to survive. And if Lauren gets the boot... then it's very likely that people who liked Lauren aren't really going to like James singing old heavy metal songs and bringing big furry guys on stage to play with him. They're probably not going to like Jacob. They might like Haley if she's still there, but more than likely, if Lauren goes, then Scotty gets part of her audience. As you go down the stretch, if people, you know, people have invested a lot, they're still going to watch even if their favorite contestant gets the boot, but they're still going to have to pick a new favorite.
Well, yeah, that's what happened with Danny Gokey and Chris Allen. I mm-hmm. think when Danny left the show. I think his, you know, anybody that was a fan of Danny's was not really going to be a fan of Adam Lambert. So they just went with Chris Allen.
Mm-hmm. And they did, and he won, and that's about it. So could happen again. This
and his career's lasted that, you know, 400 something seconds. Whatever the 1459 name of that song is. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the. I don't like songs where there's a lot of numbers. I never remember those. It's like that Fort Minor song that adds up the percentages. I know there's something wrong in there. I just can't pay much attention to actually doing that. So
can you sing that song from Rent?
No. 100 minutes. No, I can't. It's a little Bobcat Goldthwait in me. I can't remember that many numbers. So, Chris Allen, just to let you know, had the album in 2009. U.S. sales, 326,000.
That's it?
Yes.
Huh.
326. That's all I'm saying. But he is your American Idol, technically. He was. Technically, yes. Okay. On Idol, so what? Odds-wise, what else do we have? Scotty is second. James is first. Where do the other three fall in?
I think the third is probably obvious.
What's left is Haley, Jacob, and Lauren. I'd ask you, but it looks like you're looking over his shoulder.
You think at the results? I can see what's on his screen?
It's pretty small.
Lauren, I'd go probably Lauren.
Yeah. She's 4-1.
I'd go Lauren and then Haley and then Jacob.
Haley's 15-2 and Jacob's 30-1.
Woohoo! Maybe he's going to go home this week.
My wife does not like Jacob.
Really?
Yes. I don't know if you could tell that. I thought I
hit it really well.
I didn't like him, but his last couple of performances have been okay.
They suck.
Okay.
He sucks.
I thought they were okay.
What was up with that song he sang last week?
I don't remember.
Oh, no, not my baby.
His songs have been better than his clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. That was something last week. He looked like Urkel.
That's a diss to Urkel.
Yes. He. He looked a lot like a blind clown, really. Just.
I don't understand. You know, I've said that I've felt like that Jacob's probably gay, but may not really realize he's gay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any gay men that would dress like that. So I'm starting to rethink my.
You're thinking
feelings on Jacob.
He might be un-outing himself by dressing so poorly.
Maybe he's just trying to throw. Maybe he's listened to our podcast.
Maybe that's it. Jacob.
No, they actually talk about him like on Sirius Radio. That I think it's called Out Q.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gay radio channel on there. They talk about him all the time. So I'm not the only one.
Okay, so who do we think? Haley, James, Jacob, Lauren, and Scotty. I think James goes to the finals, but I don't know if he can win.
I think he'll win.
I don't know. I think he goes and loses to someone that mainstream America likes more.
Like Scotty.
Yes.
I almost think that kind of with the way his last couple performances have been, how they've been different.
Yeah.
That's probably working in his favor a lot because he's not doing the. Mm-hmm. He's one of the people that's actually not doing the same thing every time.
Mm-hmm. What did this last week Scotty actually sort of stepped out. Sitting on the steps to nowhere, remember?
Yeah, he did. And he was a little bit... He didn't use that deep, deep voice that he always falls back on. He was a little bit... I don't know, it sounded a little bit more contemporary, I guess. I don't even remember the song he did, but... He did better. He really did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he did something that we hadn't seen already. And James doing Will You Love Me Tomorrow... I thought that was fantastic. We talked about that on our podcast, but starting just with the vocals, just him singing a cappella, that's huge. That's a big gutsy move, and it really worked out for him.
He's good. He is. And
he's not just a screamer.
He's the one that I think's improved the most.
Yeah.
You can actually see it. You can see, I don't know if it's just because he's doing different songs, different types of songs and things like that, but you actually see him improving week by week.
Mm-hmm. And so this week it is Songs from Now and Then. I don't even know what that means. We'll be talking about it later on in our podcast, right?
Well, we know what it means. Right. It means a song from a something, current song and a song from song. The 60s.
Right. And so Scotty will sing Swingin' Twice. Is that it?
He'll try to find some song that was recorded back in the 70s or 80s that someone remade this year.
Yeah. Okay, what else is going on television? This is Wednesday. Wednesday's a good night for TV.
Justified.
Final Justified for this season.
Oh, yeah.
I will be so sad when it's over.
Okay. No. Do you have any predictions for tonight? Either of you?
No.
My only prediction is that Raylan will survive.
Raylan will shoot someone.
That's it. Anything else? I don't know what's going to happen. I'm almost hoping that, you know, that Mags kills Winona, though. I don't like her.
Wow. Well,
she's annoying. She's stupid.
Wow.
She's pretty stupid.
She stole that money out of the locker.
That was just idiotic.
I didn't really understand it
when we thought she only stole the $100, because I was like, why would you just steal $100? And then when I found out she stole it all, I was just like, what a retard.
Yeah.
I mean, if she just stole $1,000, $10,000, thinking they maybe wouldn't miss it, I could understand that, but she's just an idiot.
Our producer, David, allergic to stupidity like that, by the way.
I don't understand what he likes about her. Do you? Have you seen anything that's been like, ooh.
Okay, on Justified, let me say this. The other night, we were watching a Larry Sanders show, right?
Yeah.
Remember this? And there's a scene where the producer Artie is actually having a lunch with, after having sex with, a CBS executive who's trying to get him to come over, and you said, you know who that is, and I said no, and I went back and looked at it. I still had no idea who it was, and this was 20 years ago, I guess, mid 90s.
Oh God, I guess so.
Yeah, you hadn't thought of that either.
20 years is like what? It probably was like mid 90s.
20 years ago was the 70s. No, it was about 15 years ago. The actress that played the CBS executive was
Aunt Helen from Justified.
Right.
Really?
Yes.
She looked good too.
She did look good. And I thought, well, has she aged that poorly? And then I thought, wait a minute.
Well,
on Justified, everyone is supposed to look awful.
Yeah, they're supposed to look really beat down.
They come into work and they just spray them down with a fine layer of dust.
you gotta get your fine layer of coal dust.
Yeah, coal dust and, you know, Kentucky mud. So I think the thing about Winona is that she's, along with Raylan, the only ones that aren't always filthy.
Yeah.
They're the only ones that wear decent clothes.
You know? See, she was on Dirty Sexy Money.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I liked her on the show. I liked that show, actually. And
Sutherland was in that?
Yeah, Donald Sutherland.
That's another one of ABC's. We'll give it a try.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, she was on that show. It's, you know, mm-hmm. very wealthy and had millions of husbands and all that. But anyway... I don't know. I just don't see anything likable about her character. I like Ava more than I like her.
It would not surprise me if she died.
No.
That's where the show is. I don't have these. I asked you guys what you thought would happen.
It'd be mean to Raylan to kill his Aunt Helen and Winona in the same season.
Well, you don't know what he's doing next year. So, you know, I asked you guys what was going to happen because I don't have any idea.
No.
I have no expectations for tonight. I know it's going to blow up.
Max is going to poison somebody else with that.
Am I
the only one that, like, last week whenever she offered Arlo a drink, you're just like, don't drink it.
Well, Arlo's so sneaky, I figured he'd pull out his own cup. You know, just fill that up there. But, yeah, we're headed to something. I don't know what it is, but this has been a great season of Justified.
Speaking of, you know, making people look bad, I saw something on the internet the other night with the actress that plays Mags, which I'd mentioned before that I really like her because she was on Dexter, which Chris really needs to watch.
I don't know if Chris is prepared for that.
And the picture that they were showing of her, she looked really good. I mean, she's an older woman, but I mean, she looked good. And I mean, to see her on that show, I mean, she just looks horrible. And she was talking about how much she loved playing that character. She said her husband just laughs. She said that scene where she beat Cooper, or whatever his name is, hand with a hammer. She said her husband just died laughing at that. He thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, that was a good scene.
Because they asked her if her husband was like frightened of her after seeing her. And she's like, no, he just laughs.
Okay, Justified is tonight. Modern Family also tonight. Modern Family last week aired two reruns, and I still watched both of them and enjoyed them greatly.
It's an awesome show.
It's very good.
One of them was the one where Claire and Phil get caught having sex in the first scene.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
That is great.
I don't know what they were doing, but it looked like Daddy was winning. Oh, man, that's a good show. Also tonight is Happy Endings, which you're watching.
Yeah, I've seen them all. It's
I watched the first one. It didn't move me, and the other ones have just sort of piled up on the DVR.
Is that on ABC?
Yes.
Yeah. You could probably watch them on the Magic Box.
The Magic Box.
I don't think we've been recording it. I think we have like one on there. We watched the first one. I think we recorded the second one because I think they aired two episodes in a row that night.
Yes.
And we haven't watched it since. But I think it's either on ABC.com or on Hulu, so we should be able to watch it.
Didn't we tell you about the Magic Box?
You're quite obsessed with this box.
Man, well, it's just magic, man. It's just plug the Roku box in, you have a Netflix account, you have a Hulu account, you can watch 80% of what's on television, pretty much, I would say.
You can watch a lot.
80% of the stuff we watch.
There's no CBS on there.
So we miss
How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother and Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
What else? Do you watch Chicago Code on CBS?
That's on Fox. It's on Hulu.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's on CBS?
That's how I started watching it because you never would record it and I would forget that it was on. And so that's every episode I've watched pretty much on my iPad.
Okay. The iPad was a major investment in our relationship here. I think you should be able to watch TV on it whenever you want to. We'll be paying that off for the rest of our lives. Here's the problem I have with the Chicago Code. And it's the same one I have with Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice and all those shows like that are just so depressing. I need a little levity from time to time. I need to know that my characters aren't suffering every day under something. Even shows like The Shield, which it's right up there with The Sopranos for me. Even that, you had some funny moments on the show.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Well, The Sopranos, I mean, Tony, even how he would misquote everything.
Yeah.
You know.
God, what was the
What was the revenge is best served with cold cuts or something like that. And
yes. Yeah, what they say about revenge. It's like cold cuts. Yeah.
The Pine Barrens episode, which is my absolute favorite, when they go to the Czechoslovakian dude's apartment, you know, all that stuff, and they're trying to talk to Tony on the phone, and his phone's cut out. Tony's trying to tell him that this guy worked for the Interior Ministry of Defense, something like that. But they don't hear that. So whenever Christopher, I think, gets off the phone with Tony, he's like, they said the guy was an interior decorator. His apartment looked like shit.
Yeah.
I mean, he just totally misunderstood. Yeah. But that was the funny moment.
The light moments make the dark moments even darker.
And that episode, even though they'd taken this guy out in the woods to bury, and he wasn't dead, the whole episode was hilarious because these two tough guys that, you know, are always on top of everything.
Yeah.
Just, you know, they get lost out in the woods for one. Paulie loses his shoe. You know, he wraps a carpet around his. It's just, they end up in this van sucking on ketchup packets, mix it with the relish. You know, it just, the whole thing was hilarious.
Right. But when you have a moment like that, it makes the stuff that happens later even darker. It makes it even more impressive. And I don't get that from some of those shows. I try to get into the Chicago Code, and I can't. It's very Shield, very Wire. But
well, it is and it isn't. You know, it is a Sean Ryan show, and I obviously loved the Shield. Chicago Code, I like it because I like Jennifer Beals, and I like the other guy, the cop, and I like Delroy Lindo. The black guy, bald guy.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
He was in Get Shorty, but you never watched it.
Not yet, no. I'm
reading
the book.
But it's not... The Shield from episode one just grabbed you.
The Shield had the best first episode ever.
Yes. I mean, and I haven't seen anything like that from this show. It's not different enough.
Right. You're still in. I'm kind of out on that one.
You never were in.
I tried. No. I watched it with an open mind.
No.
Apparently I didn't, Stucky. So.
You didn't.
You needed to be.
He seen like one or two episodes. You didn't watch it from the beginning. You just, you know, I happened to be watching on TV, and you just kind of like, well.
Okay, I think what you're trying to say here is that I'm an uncaring lover. It seems like there's something going on here that you're calling me out on this. Do I not make enough money? Is that what you're saying? Do you want a dog? What is? I don't know what's going on.
No,
in our last
I don't want a dog.
You sure?
He sends me a text message the other day from Walmart. Was it no PetSmart parking lot?
I was at Best Buy and next to the PetSmart.
And he's like, "Oh, they got puppies in the parking lot." I was like, "Don't look, just drive away."
And I have the ability when I text message to actually do it in that high pitched voice, because when I was typing, I was going, "Oh, there's puppies," and I know there were. Yeah, because if I knew if I drove by, I'd go, "Ooh, puppies."
You need a dog.
I can't.
We don't need.
We don't need a dog. We have a cat that's just discovered she's a cat. Okay.
We're not responsible enough to have a dog. Let's put it that way.
No.
Dogs require much more attention than cats. A cat, you can go away for the weekend, leave it enough food. It's okay. A dog has to go out to the bathroom every day. You know, like, I wouldn't be able to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a dog, and I already told Reed that, if we had a dog, it would have to have a doggy door so that dog could go outside. Because just like right now, all right, instead of being at home, you know, I could have come straight from work here. If I had a dog, I couldn't do that. I'd have to go home, let the dog out, blah, 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 all that. It's just, I don't know. I'm just not a dog person. I like dogs, but I'm just not responsible enough to have a dog, which is probably why I don't have kids. I can't take care of a dog. I can't take care of a kid.
Well, you know, I trained my kid to use the doggy door, and after that, everything was fine. I've grown up with dogs my whole life. There was never a time in my life when I didn't have a dog.
Same here.
But now that I got a cat, this is so much easier, you know? And I even got my cat.
Cat's
is basically
a lazy person's pet. Yes,
my cat is like a beagle. She'll just stay wherever you put her. Today I left for work. She was laying. We have a little table by the front door of our house, and she was laying under it on my shoes. I don't know why. This is just her new thing to do. And I almost hit her head with the door as I'm walking out. She's just deflated, just laying there. So.
She was laying there when I got home.
Right.
I did hit her in the head with the
door. She was laying there. I had to run back to the house. I forgot my wallet today. I went back home to get it. I opened the door. Cat's still laying right there. You know, there's not a lot of not a lot of mystery around our cat. It's
is very dog-like.
She's very dog-like. I gave her a bath the other day. How many cats get baths?
It was amusing.
It was pretty amusing.
But she survived. Also, you know, I've had cats in the past where they didn't really care if you were in the same room with them or not. Mm-hmm. She does. If, you know, if we're in another room, you know, we go in another room, she'll come in there wherever we're at and, like, find somewhere to lay down. Mm. She's just, I don't know.
Have you guys got dogs now?
I have one dog. I have an overweight dachshund.
Is it one of those where the feet barely touch the ground?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Rides pretty low.
Low riding dachshund. Yes. Got the hydraulics on it.
Oh, she just sleeps and eats.
Mm.
That's it.
Most of my dogs, that's what they did. You know, sleep, eat, poop occasionally. So, okay, so that's Glee, Idol, Justified, Modern Family, Happy Endings, all those coming up tonight.
Oh, yeah. Night.
Yeah, it is. Wednesday. There are some nights, and that's one reason why I'm so glad we've got the magic box. Because there are some nights, and it's always been this way. This is nothing new, but there are nights where everything is on at one time. And then there are nights like Saturday that there hasn't been something I wanted to watch on television on Saturday in 20 years.
Just gave up on those.
Yeah, the networks just totally wrote those off. It's like you guys are at a movie or somewhere.
But yeah, it's really funny because back in the 80s, when Chris was born.
Barely.
Miami Vice. It was on Friday nights.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, it was a super popular show.
Right.
But it was on Friday. And that was before we had DVRs and all that. Mm-hmm. I think we had VCRs at that time.
And they were the size of a city block. They were steam powered, and you had to.
Have one.
You had to have a team of 10 men.
You still have a VCR.
I do. I still have videotapes somewhere. Most of my videotapes that I have kept are intensely personal ones for me that have Michael Jordan games on them. Does that make it better?
Get them converted.
He has the thing that he could convert them himself. He just won't do it.
Why?
Just like all the crap he has on our DVR that he won't copy off of it.
No. Yeah,
you have no excuse.
He's going to go sit in the corner.
Have any excuses.
You had 4 days off in a row. You had Good Friday off, the weekend, and that Monday. He didn't do anything like that.
Well, you were at home for two of those. I couldn't tape stuff off the DVR. You have to tape it off in real time.
We have other televisions.
But we don't have other DVRs.
I can go watch TV in another room, or I can watch my iPad or whatever. Don't use me as your excuse.
Okay, well, I'll use Stucky as my excuse then. Stucky had emailed me something, and it was so shocking, I couldn't.
Yes, yeah. Yes, it's my fault.
You do that from time to time. You hang
out
with
your bad influence.
Yes. Anything else pop culture wise from this week that we missed?
Did y'all watch that wedding That Royal Wedding.
Oh, Lord.
No.
I think that starts at the same time as the Mavs tonight.
A running joke is that the Mavericks play the LA Lakers tonight. It's West Coast time. The game gets underway about 12:45. So,
oh, okay.
It's horrible.
Yes, it's a lot of fun because the game started at 9:30, but if the first game runs long like it always does, they'll just back that sucker up, start at 9:53, whatever it takes. Just keeps on going.
That actually reminds me of the episode in The Middle last week where she wanted to watch the wedding. Do you watch The Middle?
No.
Oh,
no. I've never heard of The Middle.
What? The Middle.
Did you say you've never heard of it? It's on the same. It's on tonight. It's on,
yes,
like
if it's
right
on Wednesday night on ABC. I don't know if it's right before. I don't know when anything is, but I know it's on Wednesday.
I don't watch TV shows live. I watch sports live.
We don't either.
We record The Middle, but it is
on. I don't even know what's on.
I will recommend to you Modern Family, of course, which you're watching. And we recommend The Middle, which is it's a show about just an average family. They're in the middle of the country. They're the middle everything. It's pretty funny. It's kind of Malcolm in the Middle-y.
Okay.
Yeah, except
but the kids aren't as malevolent.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's no genius in that. Well, Brick, actually. Brick is a pretty smart kid.
He's a genius. Genius.
Have to watch.
Cougar Town is good. The first 6 to 8 episodes, you could tell it really wasn't going anywhere. And then they just basically turned it into Scrubs without the hospital. And I really loved Scrubs. So Cougar Town is great. It's not on right now, and I'm not even sure if it's coming back. But if Mr. Sunshine comes back, give it a try. I liked it.
I had the first episode on my DVR and never watched it.
The first episode wasn't great, but it was good. It was kind of quirky. Really, no one from Friends is that much of an actor, as far as I can tell.
Well, they all seem to be playing kind of their...
themselves.
I guess. I mean, they all seem to be playing the characters they were on Friends, so yeah, that's them.
It's Matthew Perry on Mr. Sunshine. It's like, hey, what if Chandler Bing ran a sports franchise or a sports arena? The funniest thing of all the Friends was on that Showtime Episodes show with Matt LeBlanc on it, playing Matt LeBlanc, playing himself, and still half the things he says are things he said when he was Joey on Friends. The time that she was telling him something about acting, and she used some long word, and he said, oh, now you're just making stuff up. That was Joey. They're the same guy. But I recommend pretty much everything on ABC tonight. It's a good night of comedy.
All right.
Since they canceled Hank last year. So.
And then Tuesday nights, there's really not much of anything.
No. We don't watch all this.
Huh?
We don't have 600 Rangers games and Mavericks games to catch up on. There's plenty of time. I have time to work in a bunch of Tosh and old 30 Rocks and It's Always Sunny. Comedy Central starting to really pump those reruns. So I've watched 7 or 8 of those in the last few days.
I have a full season of that on my DVR.
Yeah? Which was the last season?
Mm-hmm.
Not a great season. Has some good moments, though. There are some episodes of It's Always Sunny that I just can't not watch. The Nightman.
That was funny.
The one where Dee is dating a retarded person. The one... the hoop hoop the bed one. Okay, I can't stop. Why it's disgusting.
Have you
but
seen that one?
I haven't seen any of them.
Oh, okay.
No. Oh,
I have them on there. I just haven't watched them.
Oh, they're
okay. Like, how much percent of your DVR is free? Of like how much stuff do you have on there that's saved to be saved and not stuff that you watch like on a weekly basis?
Well, we never have more than 30% of our DVR free.
Before you can blame me for this, let me step in and blame myself for this. I have the last two Super Bowls still on there.
I have one, yeah.
I have the last two. I have taped some movies on occasion, just seeing that they'll be on HBO or Showtime or something.
I just go behind him and erase them. Because if he hasn't watched them in weeks, he's not even going to remember he recorded it.
Well, okay, I recorded some things. Like, hey, Thank You for Smoking's on. I heard good things about that. I'll record it. And then it floats to the bottom of the DVR, and I never see it again. Eventually, we wind up throwing it away.
He goes to bed at like 9 o'clock at night, so he never has any time at night to stay up and watch those things.
You're speaking ironically again, aren't you?
Yes, I am. You know what he does? Whenever I go to bed, because, I have to actually get up and go to work in the morning.
He stays up late and works.
He does stay up very late, but you know what he does? He watches It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia that he's seen 50 times, or he watches 30 Rock, or...
Right.
Things that he's seen repeatedly. He never watches anything
like
a movie.
It's like 11 o'clock at night. I'm waiting for the Mavericks to finish their game and for the Rangers to lose so I can do my recordings for the next day, for example. I work in radio. I do overnight sports. I have to wait until the games are over. Just as an example, I'm not ready to watch a movie. You know, I don't want to watch, you know, I don't want to watch something with a big plot. I just want something on in the background as noise. And now that we have the Magic Box, now that we have the Roku, I'm going to start watching other stuff. It'll be easier to get to. But I got to be in a right mood to watch a movie. You know that. I've driven you crazy with that before.
He didn't like movies.
I do like movies, but I got to be in a frame to watch movies.
I don't think I've ever experienced that.
Okay. There's two comic book movies coming out this summer at least. You know, I'll be in the right frame to watch them eventually.
Thor.
I'm getting really tired of having to freeze frame all the Thor commercials for you, by the way.
You're the one that asked. You want me to rewind that? You want to watch that again?
Well, just from the that I heard.
Thor is very hot.
And is he British or something?
I don't know. I don't even know if he can talk.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Oh, so that's what sexism sounds like. I've never heard it from a woman. All right. Didn't that come out this week?
Oh, I don't know.
It's sometime soon because the Slurpee cups are already out. That's all I know. God. Have you ever had a Slurpee?
Do they have his picture on?
They have a Thor, a Loki, a Sif, and a Destroyer
just
cup.
Just a cup. You can have the Slurpee.
I want the cup. Not the Thor cup. I want the other cups. I do want the Thor cup too, but the Slurpees, we don't have, where we live right now, we don't have 7-Elevens. We have them in Shreveport. You have them in Dallas, but not, we're stuck in no man's land. This is the bad
thing. Do they serve alcohol or something? Do they not go into any area that they can't sell alcohol? That would
I don't know.
Solve the problem right
I
there.
I don't know. But the Slurpee is absolutely the, and this is an unpaid endorsement, the best frozen concoction treat of its kind.
Do you drink Slurpees?
I've never had
one. Or Icy.
Have you had an Icy?
I've had an Icy.
Okay,
what's your favorite flavor?
Probably like the cherry.
He gets the Coke ones.
I love the Coke Icy. Because I gave up Cokes. That's the closest to Cokes I get.
When I was like five, that's what I would have is the Coke
mm-hmm.
ones.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay, the cherry Icy. And again, I do love Icy's. But my daughter left a small cherry Icy in my in the cup holder in my car. Once. The next time I came through, it had eaten through the cup and was all over the car. I mean, it looked like someone had killed a wildebeest in my car that was attacking them. It was everywhere. The red stuff I don't want to put in me. That's just, I'm not into that. I do like the Dr. Pepper Icy's, though. You get those in some of the bigger towns. Anyway.
So you're saying that the red cherry Icy's just aren't the right type of chemicals that you want
right,
to put
exactly.
in your body.
Okay. Exactly. It's like
Coke
when
chemicals and yeah. Dr. Pepper chemicals are fine.
It's like when I look at the Dr. Pepper Diet Cherry Vanilla Frost soda and I go, let's get one more chemical
they
in
really
there.
They really did get all into that, adding all these different flavors to Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I still see that occasionally in you know, in like gas stations where you get your Coke, they'll have the little thing to put like vanilla syrup in it or cherry.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's okay. I feel like my own soda jerk. That's lovely.
You just sounded like Jay Leno.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not funny anymore. What's going on?
Does anybody like him?
You watch Leno? Anybody watch Leno in the house?
Likes him, evidently.
I mean, like Howard Stern despises him. I mean, he really talks really bad about him on his show.
Well, okay, with Leno, here's my thing. How is he as big as he is when he is so universally ignored and ridiculed? The Comedy Central Awards were on a month or so ago, and they really were not very funny. But they gave the Johnny Carson Award to David Letterman because comedians love Letterman, because Letterman is... He's just as depressed as they are.
Well,
you know?
He's not a kiss-ass.
Right.
And Jay Leno is just... Ugh. Well, he's not threatening in any way, and I guess the network obviously likes that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why whenever they announced that Conan was getting the Tonight Show, I never really saw how that was going to work. Conan was just so quirky.
Right.
He was perfect for the late night,
right.
Just like Dave Letterman really was perfect for late night. But, and you know, he tamed himself down a little bit too when he went to mm-hmm. you know,
he put on real
show.
Shoes and
yeah, I miss his wrestling shoes.
Yeah, those are good. But Leno is just universally ignored. Even though he's got good ratings still, people who know what they're doing just completely ignore him. I don't know. Even as much as I grew up watching Letterman, I just don't watch talk shows at 10:30. I rarely watch The Daily Show on occasion. I should watch it more because it's great, but I just don't I'm just not usually up for that. Kimmel and Fallon have good stuff, but when they have good stuff, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to get it the next day. I'm going to watch it on YouTube.
That's exactly what I do. I don't watch any of those shows at night. If there's something worthy of watching, I watch it on the internet.
Right. The next day. I can't sit through a bunch of boring interviews with people I don't care about.
I can't watch a bunch of boring interviews when I got old episodes of 30 Rock to watch.
Exactly. It's carefully so crafted bitter. Stuff. She's very bitter. I'm just,
Craig Ferguson.
Yes. Or Craig Ferguson.
I like Craig Ferguson a lot.
Craig Ferguson's comedy is very funny. Mm-hmm. He's odd in a good way. Very, very honest in his comedy.
20 years from now, he's going to be like the creepy old neighbor guy on Family Guy.
Yeah. I can't believe that show used to be Craig Kilborn.
Kilby?
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Nothing happened
Where
to him.
Where is he? He was in the movie Old School.
He actually had a show on Fox, like the L.A. Fox. It only aired in L.A.
And it only aired like one episode, didn't it?
I believe so.
Was it me and you talking about this, or was it somebody else the other day? Because Craig Kilborn's name came up in a discussion I was having with somebody.
No.
Wow. If you say his name again, he'll appear. I hope he's living well off the residuals from that extra role he played in Old School. Yeah. That's really all.
That's the last I've seen him.
Yeah. Wow. Yes. Oh, man. All right. Anything else for the Donkey Taco podcast tonight? We'll do a little American Idol later on, as they should be about a third of the way through right now. So, all right. We'll wrap it up here. We'll come back more American Idol tonight. Celebrity Apprentice. Oh, LaToya's back. We'll talk about that on Sunday. And much more to come also next week. Thanks for tuning us in here.